It was a day of tension across Cuba, with reports that the security forces and pro-government supporters prevented activists from leaving their homes for planned marches to call for greater freedom and the release of political prisoners.
I'll go out to applaud for the freedom of Cuba and in support of the political prisoners, but they won't even let me leave the property.
Several people were detained, and on the eve of the planned marches, there were sporadic clashes between pro- and anti-government activists. The authorities on Sunday also prevented the most prominent protester, Junior Garcia, from leaving his home for a solo demonstration.
My house is under siege. The entire building is surrounded by agents of the state dressed in civilian clothes, passing off as residents, as they usually do. This does not surprise any Cuban. There are cars on all corners and groups at the bottom of my building by the stairs.
He's a member of Archipiélago, a movement with more than 30,000 members organised on social media. It grew out of spontaneous mass protests in July calling for greater democracy. The authorities arrested several hundred activists. President Miguel Díaz-Canel thanked supporters for defending Cuba and said they just wanted to live in peace.
We are seeking the improvement of our society, defending emancipation, defending socialism, and condemning campaigns to subvert internal order, the media campaign against Cuba, against peace in Cuba, and against the blockade.
The president declared the planned march is illegal, saying the United States and anti-Cuban groups in Florida were behind the protest movement. It's a claim denied by the activists, who say repression is the only recourse the government has left.
That the government has declared in black and white for the first time in many years that in Cuba you cannot exercise any right, even human rights, if you are going to use it against the political model, against the socialism.
Cuba has decreed that its model of socialism should remain forever. However, increasing numbers of younger Cubans are challenging that assertion and say that if they can't march, they will find alternative ways of making their voices heard. Daniel Schweimler, Al Jazeera.